All right, so this is the UVic Military Oral History Program interview with Len Mulholland, recorded on March the 4th, 2011 at his home in Sydney. He's being interviewed by Jeremy Budenhagen, B-U-D-D-E-N-H-A-G-E-N. So, Mr. Mulholland, do I have your permission to record this interview?
Yes.
Okay. So, I was just, because not everyone who's going to listen to this is going to have read your book, maybe you could just give us some background information about, you know, where you were born, how you ended up in Holland, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So, I was born. Do I start now?
Yeah, sure.
I was born in Surabaya, in what was then called the Dutch East Indies, and now, of course, Indonesia. And I went to high school there, and after high school I went to Holland, where I arrived in September 1939, on the day that the war broke out. As a matter of fact, the war, France declared war on Germany between Marseilles and Paris, when I was in the train, and England declared war on Germany between Paris and Amsterdam. So when I arrived in Amsterdam, the war was in full swing.
Well, maybe just give us a sense of what the, you know, what you were thinking then. I mean, you're coming from Indonesia and
I had no idea of what war was or whatever, you know, and what the consequences would be. Absolutely no idea.
And why were you going to Holland?
To study, to go to college.
And you were going to Naval College, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to be a sailor.
Yeah.
So maybe also then, just give us a quick overview of what your role was in the war, and maybe just for this purpose, let's just we'll talk about the courier, the secret courier business, maybe a little bit later. But just
right.
You know, just so people know your background, who you fought for, and that sort of thing.
Well, after I finished the college, I had to go. You know, I got a job as a sailor. At one of the coasters, and about my second or third trip, my friend asked me. He says, "Would you mind taking some papers to Sweden and give them to somebody there that we tell you who to give them to?" I said, "Sure." And he says, "I can't tell you who they were for, but they're from somebody who works here for the Secret Service." So that's what I did, you know, and the first trip, I just had a very few papers, and but it was still pretty risky because, you know, there were German guards all over the ship every time, and so when I boarded the ship, I had to be damn careful that I wasn't carrying anything suspicious or, you know, that they checked my luggage or anything like that. But I never had any problem that way.
What sort of, well, just the one thing, maybe just tell us what a coaster is.
A coaster is, well, that one was 250 tons.
Right.
So it's only five-man crew. It's a captain, the first officer, the cook, able-bodied seaman, and me. I was the flunky.
It's just the, give us a sense of the mood of your sense of the mood of the Dutch people and yourself, particularly towards the Germans. You know, you're saying it's risky.
Oh,
and
well, that's this all developed when I was still going to college. You know, I of course I didn't like the Germans right from the start, And there was a few people there that belonged to the NSB, which was the Dutch Nazi Party, you know. And with one of the guys, I had quite a bit of trouble. And I was finally kicked out of school because of that. But the commandant let me finish my schooling, but I couldn't stay there anymore. I couldn't be interned anymore, so I had to go. I had to be outside, you know, which was fine.
And so after you, after your sailing work, what happened then?
Since there were so many people that were jumping ship when they were in Swedish harbors, the Germans declared that the Dutch ships could no longer go to Sweden, they could only go to Finland. So I talked to my to the guy, you know, I relate this to the person that I was taking the stuff for, and I asked him what I should do. He says, "Well, can you try to get to Sweden anyways?" He says, "I think I can, because I had been there before, you know, and I knew where the ship was going to stop every so many miles to take on a new pilot, you know." So that's what I did. I jumped overboard at one of these places and I swam ashore.
What time of year was it?
Oh, it was November. It was cold.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
In the Baltic, you know.
Did you ever look at the stuff they gave you to take?
No.
And did you ever get any sense of what it was ever after the war or anything?
No.
And this person, these people that were asking you to take the papers, the documents across, now, were they resistance or were they British or?
I don't know. I've never met the person.
Really?
Never met the person.
That's interesting.
After the war, never.
So, and then after you jumped ship, you made it to Sweden.
Yep.
And what happened from there?
Well, first of all, they put me in jail, which was standard procedure. I was in jail for one day, and then I went in front of the judge, and he asked me what I was doing there, why I did this. I said, well, I'm a, you know, political refugee, and I'm looking for asylum here, and so it was granted. So they gave me my paper, my walking papers, and I went to the Dutch consulate and went from there.
And then what happened after you? You got to the Dutch consulate.
Well, of course, they knew that I was a little bit more than just a refugee, you know, that I had been involved with this message, etc. business, and taking those papers over. So they, pretty soon they wanted me in England, you know, and so 3 months later, the end of January, I was flown to England, which was quite a deal, you know. I was, I don't know how many times I went to the airport. I think I went to the airport 3 times before we actually left, because these planes were not armed, because they were in a neutral territory. And, you know, they had to fly from Gothenburg to Scotland. So there was a lot of activity in the air, German activity in the air, then we couldn't go. But then there was the one day that you know, they had a big raid on Germany, and so most of the fighters were all occupied with that. So that's when we took off, and a few hours later we landed in Scotland. Excuse me.
That's good.